The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, RF Bank and Trust, and Rosedar Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. If you want to text us, you can text us on 4224796. That's 4224796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I got a question to ask you all today. Is the Bahamas an independent country? I know that's a strange question to be asking on the eve of the, on the verge of the 50th celebration of independence in the country. But I, the other day I heard a conversation on one of our shows on Guardian Radio, and quite a considerable amount of time was spent by some of the folk debating, or not debating, actually agreeing that the Bahamas was not an independent country. And one of the arguments that was made for that was that the Bahamas is not an independent country because we swear allegiance to the Queen in the first instance and now the King in the second instance. And the argument is, if you have to swear allegiance to these royals, you can't be an independent country, and therefore, you know, that's why the prime minister and those appoint this one and the next one, and they can't be regarded as independent, and that's why they can't arrest anyone. And I mean, it was really it was an amazing something to listen to, regard being had to the fact that we are today spending much time and much energy celebrating something that folk are saying we don't have. Could that many people in this country be that ignorant? I mean, I'm talking about the people who are celebrating an independence we don't have, mind you. I'm not talking about the people who are talking about the fact that we're not independent. I'm asking you, is the prime minister, is this cabinet, is the members of parliament, are the members of parliament, are the senators, are the people in the judiciary, are the police officers, are the civil servants, is the leader of the opposition and all the members of the opposition, are all these people so ignorant as to be celebrating something we don't have? Putting all this money in creating all these concerts and all these parties all over the family islands, is it possible that we could have that many ignorant people in this country that we could literally be celebrating something we don't have? Are we an independent country? Somebody talk to me. Somebody tell me. I don't know. I mean, this was almost a whole show, and this was the conversation. We are not independent. An independent country wouldn't have as its head of state a foreign potentate, right? That's the argument. You buy that? Is that what it is? Is that really the case? Is that possible? Can an independent country have a foreign head of state? Is that possible? Is that conceivable that an independent country has a foreign head of state? In fact, what do we mean by independent? I mean, we went through an exercise in 1973 in which we said we are now independent from so-called Great Britain. That's what we said. We went, and my mother and all of her peers and others went to Fort Charlotte, pulled down the Union Jack, raised the Bayman flag, all of Timothy Gibson those, all of the architects of our independent state, designing all, creating a national anthem, designing a coat of arms. All these people stood around there on July 10th, ignorant, not knowing that we were not independent. There's a few people in the country who know better. There are a few people. The argument I heard was we're deceived. The vast majority of people are deceived. Is that true? Is that in 2023? 50 years after so-called independence. Is that what we really believe? Is that a case that can be legitimately made by people in this country? That we are not, I repeat, not independent? Really? This text says, great as usual. Mr. Lang, every independence, someone always asks if we're independent. We already take down Columbus statue, and people are still asking that this. We are independent with limitations, boy, I tell you. Yeah, that's one person who thinks we're independent. What the rest of you all say? What's the rest of you all telling me? Are we? Or were those persons having that conversation correct? Can an independent country still have a foreign head of state? Is that possible? Be swearing allegiance to the king and still be an independent country? Why? If that is so, how is it so? Why is it possible to be independent and still have a foreign potentate? I mean, at this stage in the game, 50 years later, to be arguing this really is quite something. Now, I don't know. I'm very seriously doubtful that a large percentage of the population believes this. But that anyone believes this is really something to behold. Because we are celebrating a milestone in the country in this 50th year. And yet there are those who believe that we are not independent. And I mean, the argument went on to the point of this is what I heard. That is why the Attorney General, having been appointed by the Prime Minister, can't prosecute nobody in the government. That was what one of the arguments. Of course, I don't know where that would change. I don't know which country is the Attorney General not elected, not appointed by the head of government. I don't know if you could find me a country where the Attorney General of the country, the chief officer and the chief person in charge of justice and legal affairs, is not appointed by the head of government. In the United States, the head of government and the head of state is one and the same. Appointed by the president. In the United Kingdom, appointed by the prime minister. Where is this different? But that was the argument. So you can't get no prosecution of folk. And then the argument that I heard was, that the prosecution of recent parliamentarians was only because of the agitation of the Bayman people. But even if that is true, is it not still the case that the prosecution went forward, notwithstanding that the Prime Minister appointed the Attorney General? Is it? Is it impossible to be independent and have a foreign head of state? I got one person responded. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good day, sir, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well.
Super.
Let me see your question for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it this way, right? In the career that I'm an architect and a contractor.
Okay.
So I went to school to be an architect, and I got my papers when I was finished.
Okay.
When I first started practicing, my craft, some person was questioning my performance, asked me, did I really went to school to be an architect, or I just buy my papers online because of performance of my work.
Okay.
And so, I mean, after a period of time, after being in the craft over and over, then you perfect yourself to where you are now today.
Right.
So that question, asking that question, the question that you're asking in line, well, I believe that we are an independent nation, but I do believe it's with limitations.
Okay.
Because while we are independent and a sovereign nation, I think we are still so much dependent on other nations, etc., or probably even can't do some of the things that we want to do because of our limitations to do some of the things that we should have been doing as an independent nation.
So let me ask you a question. Are you an independent person?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
But not everybody is.
No. So
okay.
you're an independent person. You're in the architectural field, the contracting field. If you have a client, can you do anything you want to do without reference to the client?
No.
Okay. Can you do anything you want to do in the Bahamas that you want to do no matter what anybody says, even though you're independent?
No, I cannot.
So you're independent, but you still have limitations.
Yes.
But you can actually do anything you want, right? The reality is that you'll face consequences from doing them, but you can do them. Any one of us can kill someone if we want. Any one of us can rob, steal. Any one of us can curse anybody we want. Any one of us can do anything we want, but there are consequences. And it's the consequences that checking out, not I independent.
Yes, you're right in that, yes. So let's talk about the consequences then. Okay. So being an independent nation, right? I would think that we being an independent nation, we should be able to, develop our country beyond the premises that we have developed it over the last 50 years.
Yeah, but you're saying to me, you should be able to do, you can do whatever you want to try to develop your country, but is it really a question of you just wanting to? Is that possible? Like, for instance, can you just go and make $1 billion right now?
The barrier, I mean, the platform is there for me to do it, but I love to put in the work and I love to...
Exactly. So that's not about independence. That's about your limits.
Uh-huh. But
right?
That's different with the Bahamas, though.
No, why is it different? The Bahamas could develop itself however it chooses, but does it have all the resources to do that? That's a different story. That's not independence. Okay. That's limitation.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Okay, based on the conventions and treaties and all that stuff that we have signed on to, right? Can we as an independent nation say, no, we are not going to, even though that's your bylaws or that's what we signed on to, we are not going to do it?
But yes, sir, my brother, your government could walk into Parliament tomorrow and remove itself from every single organization, treaty, agreement it wishes. Every single one.
Okay. But we don't act like that, though.
No, it's not that you don't act like that. It's because you don't think it makes sense to do that. That's like being in a relationship with a woman and decide I can do anything I want to do, slap her, punch her, and all that kind of stuff, and expect that the relationship can stay the same. You don't do that because you know it's not sensible to do that.
I agree.
It isn't about the fact that you can't do it. You just know it ain't sensible to do that. It's not sensible not to be a part of certain organizations and associations when you're trying to maintain peace and order in the world and with other countries with yourself. So you're not doing it because you can't do it. You're not doing it because you don't think it's sensible to do it. Maybe a new government might decide, I think it's sensible to do it, and they may decide to do it. That's all possible.
Okay, so let's look at the flip side of that.
Mm-hmm.
Side, which I'll call the negative side then. Okay, let's look right now. But all these treaties, again, that we are signed on to, like, again, you know how the direction the U.S. of A is going into with the same-sex marriage, et cetera, et cetera.
Direction they're going into? When was that a new thing? That's been around for a long time, man.
It's not a new thing, but again, because we are so dependent on the U.S., they can push us and corner us into things, to doing things.
No, they can't push and corner you into nothing. If you don't have the strength of character, if you're not prepared to face the consequences of the choices you say you have to make because you're a principal, then that's on you, that ain't on them. All you got to do is decide. No, you decide. I am not going to be in line with this with the United States of America. If they decide to punish you, then suck it up and take it. That's what independent people do. But you know what we want? We want to be independent and not have consequences from our choices.
Exactly. Because we can't afford the consequences.
No, it's not that you can't afford it. You could afford it. You just don't want to feel that discomfort. What do you mean? You could go live off a coconut and fish and what have you. You don't have to go to the U.S. You don't have to have a car. You don't have to have a television. You don't have to have lots of things. But you love these comforts, and so therefore you don't want to have to suffer from making choices that are against somebody who can make you suffer.
Exactly.
And so it isn't that the country isn't independent. It is that we have decided that we love our comfort more than we love consequences from some things that we may have to decide. That's not lack of independence.
I totally agree with you. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Take care.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The thing about the independence is this. Independence is having the ability to choose and even choosing not to choose. Independence is that I have the ability to make decisions, and I have the ability to surrender those decisions to other people, or to have those decisions influenced by other people. That's what independence is. And whatever the consequences flow from the choices I make, I'm prepared to suck them up. So here's the thing. We are not independent because we have a head of state who's foreign. We are independent because we chose to have one. Nobody put that on us. Nobody made us do that. We didn't negotiate that. We chose it. And that's what independence is. You choose even a thing that you think makes you look at not independent. That's what marriage is. That's what partnerships are. You choose in these partnerships, you choose in these relationships to act in a way that says I'm dependent on the person in the relationship. That's what makes you independent, because you could make that choice. If you couldn't make that choice, you couldn't be independent. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone. When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or you can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're asking the question, are we really an independent country? Some people don't seem to think so, making arguments that suggest we're not. We swear allegiance to the Queen, to the King now. We cannot therefore be independent. This text says, are we a recognized territory or country internationally? Are we practicing self-governance and have sovereignty over our country? These are some of the things that make us independent. They are the things that make you independent, actually. You know, I happen to believe that one of the reasons why some people struggle with this notion of whether we're independent or not is because they don't know really, really fully what we became independent from. So let's look at what we were prior to July 10th, 1973. Now, before achieving internal self-rule governance, before that which took place, I think, in 1965, if I'm not mistaken, or so, the Bahamas could not, if the people of the Bahamas wanted to educate their children in this subject, they could not decide that without Great Britain saying so. If the people of the Bahamas wanted to prevent people from coming into the country from a certain country, et cetera, it couldn't do so without Great Britain saying so. If people of the country wanted to celebrate Yom Kippur in a certain kind of way, they couldn't do it without Great Britain saying so, because Great Britain had internal self-government. They couldn't determine, I mean, the Bahamas didn't have internal self-government, so it couldn't determine who would be its commissioner. It couldn't determine who would be its leaders of this and leaders of that. If those would all have rested with Great Britain. So the Bahamas always had to reference Great Britain, so-called, the governor, before doing anything. So that was before achieving internal self-governance. After it achieved internal self-government, then its executive branch, its committee, at the time, a group of as they call them, Bay Street Boys, were the cabinet, and they could decide on any number of things, not everything internally, but a number of things without reference to Great Britain. But they couldn't decide to have diplomatic relations with the United States, with Canada, or any other nation unless Great Britain agreed it through the governor. Could not decide to sign on to any treaty, any agreement, any international accord without Great Britain saying so, because it did not have governance or self-governance over its external affairs. So lots of people who talk about independence have no clue what we were living in before, it seems, when they say we don't have independence, because we can decide anything we want about our immigration, anything we want about our national security, anything we want about our education, anything we want about our public health, anything we want about our foreign affairs, anything we want about culture, anything we want about anything, and never have to go to the Governor General and say, could you tell me what to do? The Governor General signs bills into law. That is a symbolic titular affair. That has nothing to do with the Governor General's ability to say, no, I ain't signing that. Because if the Governor General decides not to sign it, you would change your constitution, get rid of the whole lot, and that's the end of it. So I don't think that some of the folks who comment on these things actually necessarily think through what, in fact, independence is. Independence means, as one of the baronesses who was speaking on the Bahamas Independence Bill in the British Parliament said way back then, she said, this bill, this clause means that the United Kingdom will no longer have responsibility for the affairs of the Bahamas. That's independence. Does the United Kingdom have responsibility for the affairs of the Bahamas? That's a simple question. Does it? Because we are independent from the United Kingdom. That's what we're independent from, the United Kingdom. Why? Because it had responsibility for all of our affairs. I ask you today, does the United Kingdom have responsibility for the internal and external affairs of the Bahamas? Today, when the Bahamas decided to form diplomatic relations with Taiwan, did it have to ask the United Kingdom? When it formed diplomatic relations with the People's Republic of China and ended its relations with Taiwan, did it have to ask the United Kingdom? Did it have to ask the United Kingdom when it signed any number of agreements and that it signed recently? Did it? That's the question. That's how you understand where your status is as an independent country. Who is it? What country is it that you have to ask permission for in order to do something? Which country is there? I'm talking about permission now. I'm not talking about consult with or get or sort with. I'm talking about permission. Which country is there in the world that's responsible for the affairs of the Bahamas? Which country? Is it the United States? Is it Canada? Is it China? Is it Germany? Is it Italy? Which country? And if no country is responsible for your affairs, then how are you not independent? The text says, because we are not in agreement, some of the choices governments have made for whatever reason, we choose to say we are not independent. The fact that we can make those choices, that we can say yes or no, all support that we are independent. Which laws have been made in the United Kingdom that were then handed down to us that we had to then put into practice here? None. We can do as we please to our success or to our detriment. I think we looked at Turks and Caicos, we would have a better understanding of how independence works. They are not independent. Those are great comments. In fact, people talk about the Privy Council and our going to the Privy Council. We choose to have the Privy Council as our last court of appeal. We can get rid of them tomorrow. And that's what independence is, that I can make that choice. The fact that we don't make that choice means that we have calculated that wouldn't be in our interest. Now, we could disagree on that, but that's what it means. So we are independent because we can choose to do or not to do. And nobody can force us to do otherwise. You say, they'll isolate us and they'll blacklist us and they'll blacklist us. Yeah, Martin Luther King decided that they were going to protest against some of the laws that they thought were unconstitutional. They knew that when they did so, that they would get arrested. They knew that some of them could get killed. What did they do? They still protested. Why? Because they were prepared to suffer the consequences of their actions, and they did. And he did, to the ultimate sacrifice of his life. That's what independence is, having the ability to choose. The problem we have is we are not prepared. We are simply not prepared to suffer the consequences of our actions and get across the nation. We go in the food store and tell the people, oh, these prices too high, and walk out of the store with the high-priced food. Right? We complain about all kind of things and continue to go patronize it. Why? Because we love our comfort more than we love to see the change we want to see. Make the change. Just don't let me have to suffer for it. Make the change. Just don't let me have to be uncomfortable for it. That's how we go. And then we turn around and say, oh, you're an independent. You're an independent. Man, please. In the 21st century, in a modern Bahamas, in 2023, no intelligent Bahamian, no knowledgeable Bahamian, no adult Bahamian should be telling anybody that the Bahamas is not an independent country. None. We should not pass that on children. Because it is sheer untruth. That's all it is. Get mad with me if you want. What's new? I mean, I understand. You're just on the wrong side of the truth, sharing that with people. We are definitely an independent country. This is such a good show today. Thank you. This text says, very good show as usual. Please address the group who said they are not celebrating because they have nothing to celebrate. Okay. That's interesting. When we come back, we'll speak to that. You're listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivagra Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Girl, why you so sweaty?
Y'all are getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should report Jack, you know? Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you saying?
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, where we're speaking about the country's independence and asking and answering the question, are we an independent country? Somebody asked me to address the subject of the group of people who believe there's nothing to celebrate. Well, there's nothing really for me to address, because if you don't think you have anything to celebrate, that's on you. And that's, you know, you could feel that way. Now, there could be any number of reasons to feel that way. I know people who have been at parties and miserable as hell. I know people who are wealthy as you could find and miserable as hell. I know people who have so much you think to be grateful for. Their family members are alive and healthy and well, but they don't feel so hot themselves, and so they feel like they don't want to celebrate. So there are many reasons people could feel like they don't want to celebrate. So I can't really address them at all. I do know that if you look at the Bahamas pre-1973 compared to the Bahamas now, there's no question we've made progress. There are certainly challenges. There are certainly things that would tick us off to no end, but we've clearly made progress. But the biggest progress is this. This is the biggest progress, and this was the point of independence. So if you don't feel like celebrating, this is what you have to ask yourself. Would you rather have to ask the United Kingdom to do everything that you would want to do, or would you rather be in the situation you're in today, where you don't? That's the question. Independence is but nothing else other than that. Would you rather have some other country telling you what to do and requiring you to ask it what to do, no matter what it is, or would you rather be in the situation yourself? As our children get older, and we seek to have them grow up, they start to make more and more independent decisions. And as they do, do they not mess up? Did we not mess up? Do we not mess up? So we got financial problems. We got career problems, we got health problems, we got relationship problems, we messing up all the... Would you then turn around and say, but I'm not going to celebrate being an independent person with the ability to make my own choices? I'd rather somebody be telling me what to do every day? I mean, that's the bottom line. that's really the bottom line. If you think it's better to have other people responsible for you and telling you what to do, and requiring you to come and ask them every day, every minute, for everything you need to do, then of course you won't celebrate independence because you don't believe in it. But if you think that the Bahamas is better off to be able to make its own decisions without going to somebody else and saying, can I make this decision? And they say yes or no. And if you think that that's so, then we've been doing that for 50 years, and that's something to celebrate. But I can't make you celebrate. I can't make you feel like celebrating if you don't feel like celebrating. No problem. Understood. The people who are saying, this is a text, says the people who are saying that there is nothing to celebrate say that from a point of privilege. The freedoms they enjoy more than likely they were born into. But if you speak to someone who 1973, they feel differently. That's a great point, an absolute point. So if someone says that they are not celebrating because they are disappointed that we have not accomplished more, a bit further ahead, I could accept that. But if you are saying that is nothing to celebrate, that is not true. I would also say if you are saying that you are not celebrating because you're disappointed, then I trust and hope you never celebrate a birthday of yours. I trust and hope you never celebrate a birthday of anybody else's in your life, because who in this world are absolutely where they could be when they could have been further? Who in this world is everywhere in the world that they thought they'd be? As rich as they thought they would be, as healthy as they thought they'd be, as well off as they thought they'd be, as happy as they thought they would be. Who's in that situation? You can always be better off. The man with $1 billion could always have $2 billion. A man with $1 trillion could always have $3 billion. So who is ever not able to do more? So if disappointment that you didn't do more is the reason why you can't celebrate, then you will never celebrate anything in this planet. God created human beings to serve him and to enjoy this planet without sin. Did that happen? Did that happen? And so I guess God should just not ever celebrate his creation. Maybe.
I don't know.
I just think some of us are tough, man. I can't criticize you. You're tough. You. I hope some of us are tough. And I don't want to impose on your feelings or on your ability to celebrate, but I do know that while you could be entitled to your opinion, you can't be entitled to your facts. And it is not an opinion that the Bahamas is independent, an independent country. That's a fact. What a lot of people describe as lack of independence is not the nature of interdependence. Okay? Only independent people can be truly interdependent. And so the fact that we belong to a world where our actions impact the world and the world's action impacts us makes us interdependent. It doesn't rob us of our independence. It means that we can be influenced by others and we can influence others. The Bahamas can decide today to set up military arrangements with Russia. It can. But in a world of interdependence, that will have some considerations for how other people, especially the United States of America, feel about a decision to do that. There may be consequences that flow from that. If we're prepared to take the consequences, we'll move ahead. If we're not, we won't. That's called interdependent. That's not a lack of independence. Look it up for your interest sensibly, even to the extent that you limit your own freedom. Isn't slavery, isn't enslavement, it is an understanding of that you live. It's called wisdom. Well, I'm celebrating for those who are choosing not to. 50 years, a big deal to me. I plan to enjoy myself as much as I can. Got that right. And I would have enjoyed it even more if my diet wasn't so restricted. So I got to be a little constrained. But I'm gonna play my music. I'm going to have what food I can have within the context of my diet. And I'm going to enjoy my Bahamian family. I'm going to enjoy things Bahamian. And you know what I normally do on Independence Day? On Independence Day, I normally watch a Sidney Poitier movie or a movie with Calvin Lockhart and other Bahamians in it. Movies about that the balance is in, so I try to do that too. So I'm going to do some of that. I watch on YouTube, you know, the tourists, them catching the crab or eating the crab, or somebody's doing some of Bahamian food. So I'm going to enjoy myself. Now, I might already talk to my doctor and see Dr. Martin, my nutritionist. You think I could have a little break that day? That's a little break. And then do a cleansing after. boy, I'm gonna find me. Listen, man, I had me some Gnep the other day. Listen to me. When you break the Gnep, the juice just spurt out. Sweet, sweet, sweet Gnep. My mother's tree loaded with some the sweetest mango in the world I ever taste. So I'm going on a mission between now on Independence Day, and I'm going to find me every type of fruit that I think we grow here in the Bahamas, and I'm going to try to have all them available. I won't eat all them, but I'm going to try to have all them available, right? I'm going to try to have all of them available so I can enjoy my Bahamian thing. Now, unfortunately, I can't eat no fish. Oh, and my heart breaks. Because if people tell me I got mercury poisoning, and so therefore I got to lay off the fish for 6 months. So I can't eat no fish, so that's going to be a problem. So I gotta find another way to do it. Somebody said he helped me. No problem at all, man. No problem at all. No problem at all. We could splurge on all these Bahamian things. And some of you, listen, I ain't going to be able to eat some of the stuff, but I'm going to cook some of the stuff, and the people them around me who could eat it, man, ain't no thing. No problem whatsoever. But I am going to celebrate Independence Day like a proud Bahamian who loves his country and desires to see it continue to progress and who understands that it has challenges, but is so proud and so delighted that Almighty God placed him on planet Earth. That's what I'm going to do. You do what you want to do. That's up to you, man. That's what freedom is. That's what independence is. You do what you want to do. And the rest of us could do what we want to do. Say no fish? Yeah, no fish for me. I can't do no fish. I unfortunately got mercury built up in my system. So Mr. Lang, this upcoming independence, I hope them people who can't cook would cease and desist selling food. Well, why? You guys think they can't cook because you don't like that food taste. They might think it tastes just fine. So you guys do what you guys do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. And when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Come celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Served with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
We're good for you.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I got a machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm is all black and blue.
Mean her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday.
So what you think we should do? I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get all mixed up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
This Independence Highlight is brought to you by Consumers' Choice, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, Bahama Odds and Ends, Y Cares, The Perfume Bar, C-File, John Bull, and McCartney Pharmacy.
At 5 minutes to midnight on July 10, 1973, the Union Jack was lowered by Alfred Williams, and at midnight, as a nation was born, the Bahamian flag was raised for the first time by Irvin Taylor, both officers of the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
Independence Highlight brought to you by Consumers' Choice, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, Bahama Odds and Ends, Y Cares, The Perfume Bar, C-File, John Bull, and McCartney Pharmacy.
Come take my walk this road together through the storm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful. On this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, I trust and hope that you are doing well today. If you want to give us a call today, you can call us on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232 at 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. So we were talking about independence, and I think we kind of resolved that if you are in the 21st century, modern Bahamas, content an independent century, that would simply just not be factual. There's not even a logical argument that can be made about that. You can question whether our choices are choices we should make. You can question whether we should be making some other choices, and that's not a problem. I think every Bahamian has a right to do exactly that. But you can't argue with the facts. We recognize as an independent country. We act like an independent country to the extent that we are making the choices we're making. We're making the decisions we are making. And therefore, it is that we are not that independent country. Because the facts just don't speak to it, right? So maybe we could move on from that and then decide what to do with this independence that we believe that we certainly have. And so that's one of the questions I'd like to ask you actually today also, is what we should be seeking to do over the next 50 years of our life. What should we be trying to accomplish, since we have the right to try and do it without requiring anybody's permission? What should we be seeking to do? Let's not complain anymore what we are, what we are not, and then think about, okay, what is it that we wish to do? One of the things that I argue and put to some folks I spoke to today is this. It seems to me that the Bahamas hasn't yet fully owned its next phase of development. Not fully. I'm not suggesting we didn't, we don't, and haven't at all. But it seems to me that we are still waiting to have some saviors. We're still waiting for someone to let us go, to unshackle us. Like, we're still not, I think, sufficiently, I'm trying not to be indelicate. I'm trying not to offend our sensibilities. But still, we still seem to lack the resourcefulness to direct the next phase of our development. Get clarity about it. But now, mind you, we could have had such a clarity or some more of it. We could have had some more of it if we agreed on a national development plan. Now, let me be clear. The current draft of the national development plan that I have seen, been deeply involved with reading and understanding, reviewing, I believe is an excellent start to a conversation concerning a national development plan for the country. I believe that it can truly form the basis for our next phase of development. But if that plan is not empowered by a commitment, and by national commitment I mean, you see these political parties, let me tell you all, FNM, PLP, DNA, any single one of you, because all of you have been participants in the consultative process of the National Development Plan, every single one. All right, now the COI, I don't know, they were not around by then. So, but the commitment has to be, despite your opposition to each other, you're committed to the plan. And so if we adopt the National Development Plan, we should get every single leader on behalf of their party to sign at the bottom line. Or every single one. We go into a National Development Plan without consensus. We go into a National Development Plan playing the politics we play with the referendum. And it will not be a National Development Plan that will see sustainability over administrations. It will not. We have to have a full plan. That's the first thing. Secondly, the plan has to have a financial plan attached to it. Rhetoric about national planning, rhetoric about visioning, rhetoric about all the things we say we want to do without concrete budgetary provisions in pursuit of the same will make no sense. So even the national budget has to align itself with the ambitions and aspirations of the National Development Plan. Right? And then it has to have involvement. Involvement by who? Involvement by the people of the Bahamas. The private sector of the Bahamas cannot see a national development plan as a government thing. Why? Because the vast majority of the resources of the country rest with the private sector. The vast majority of influence that can direct the affairs of a young person or not so young person. So there has to be full participation, and we have to be in it for the long haul. We have to see the National Development Plan as a long game. If you're sitting around looking at every 5 years, oh, look at what we do, what we do, what we do, you have no idea what a National Development Plan is. You have no idea what it takes to grow, develop a nation. It cannot be done in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. One of the most impressive things about people like China and Singapore and them, they have a long game. And you have to have a long game in national development planning. So we can get the clarity to own our next phase if we want. But we have to commit ourselves in meaningful ways and really commit ourselves and tie ourselves down. You know what I mean? They always say, if you want to save, implement an automatic savings plan and have penalties for it keeps you committed. Right? They say if you want to lose weight and that, get the people who you are closest to involved so that they could be a support for you in doing so. We need to tie ourselves down, to commit ourselves in ways that will make it difficult to abandon the plan. Texas, lack of courage, just joined, hectic day, no problem. So into my mind, a great part of our, the one thing that I think we are challenged with is fully owning our next phase of development and really using our independence to forge our path. Now, I don't believe, like some people, that our path means entirely different, entirely unique. I don't believe that at all. Because it has to be a right path. And then and if others have a right path and you're looking for a right path, you're looking for a path that brings you results, the results you desire. So this quest for unique, this quest for different, it's wonderful, beautiful, but it's not always necessary. If I can learn math a certain way and get the results I require when I do the calculation, what difference does it make if it's the same one that other people use? That's how we learn. We learn many things the way other people use it. Other people buy iPhones. We got iPhones. Other people buy Samsung. We buy Samsungs. Other people buy flat screen TV. We buy flat screen TV. Other people use Expedia and Hotwire and them. We use them. Other people and Delta and American. We fly them. Why? Because it works. Gets the job done for us. What's the difference? What's the problem? So I'm not into this. Oh, it got to be unique and it got to be only us, because life don't work that way all the time. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm okay, man. How are you?
I'm all right, Mr. Lang. I'm all right, sir.
Super.
So, you were talking about the national, like we need a national development plan or something so all the governments will stick to it, right, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, you see, that's one of the things that should have been in place from independence. Because then what that would have done was that would like set the course for the country on a new path. You know, that would have been like self-determination, but that wasn't done. There was no national plan set forth during the time of independence. Now, and that's why you're talking about it today.
Yeah, you could argue that, but it wasn't done. We are here 50 years later, yes, so we got to do the next thing, right?
Yes, I even went a little further, and you said that the private sector now is the one with all the influence, right?
Mm-hmm. Lots of resources, most of the resources, and most of the influence.
Yes, sir. And see, and that makes the question even like that makes the situation even more, because at the time of independence, the government had all that.
Well, not really. No, that's not so. Because remember, even at independence, the vast majority of the wealth in the country still belonged to the private sector, as it does today. And so did the influence, because influence is something you and I can have over our children, over our family, over our friends. The government can't have that same kind of influence.
I agree. I understand influence is a serious thing, Mr. Lang. Trust me, I understand Influence is very powerful, sir. And
right.
The thing about it, too, is that, I mean, well, even though they might not have owned all this stuff, at least the government had more influence back then in terms of what it owned in terms of assets.
I don't think that's so. I don't think that's so.
Okay, so
I don't think that's so. Because if you're talking about assets in terms of raw land and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
And hotels, stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Not really. I mean, but again, all the private businesses that did the distribution, the wholesale and retail trade, the financial services and all those were owned by the private sector.
All right, so.
Right. So I mean the point really is that the private sector has a role to play that the government can't play. The government has a role to play that the private sector can't play. And so it really is a partnership. But what I was saying about the National Development Plan is both of them have to see themselves as absolute fundamental participants in the plan's execution and implementation.
I agree with that part, Mr. Lang, but you know who really needs to really play a role in the National Development Plan would be the people.
Exactly. When I say the private sector, you know, I mean you as a citizen, and I mean businesses. You know.
Yes, I was talking about when you were talking about how both parties. When you say both parties, you meant the private sector and the government.
Yeah, I was talking about that, but I was also saying because the National Development Plan is essentially a government instrument.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And in terms of their leadership, have to sign on so that when you change government. Administrations, you don't have an abandonment because they have committed themselves to the plan.
Yes, sir. And that's what I was going to say just now. I feel as if the people will play a very important role in that, too, in terms of they need to know what the National Development Plan is. Like they need to understand
yes.
it. And once they do that, no matter who in government, then they'll be able to identify
yes.
by policy if someone is diverting from the situation.
Absolutely right. That's why, for instance, for me, if you adopt a national development plan, that elements of it should be in every classroom, in every school.
Yes, sir.
It should be on signs all over the streets. Should be
Absolutely.
In all your major documents. It should have promotions. Because you want people to know and understand it, and then be able to hold accountable their leadership for pursuing it and themselves.
Yes, sir. You want a well-informed public.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. But absolutely. I mean, when it comes to independent people say things and you hear our stories, and like at the time, like there was this wave of independence and freedom from colonialism that was going around, and like our independence wasn't something that we actually fought for, or to me, not even begged for. It was something that was given to us, something that was kind of thrusted upon us, forced upon us. Because, I mean, at the time, I understand that even the opposition at the time, I think it was the Free National Movement, was strongly against us becoming an independent nation. But so, like I'm saying, so like our independence isn't something that we fought for and planned for, and that's how come the leaders lacked a direction, like a national plan, a national development plan. They was without that because they was found just sitting there, you know, as people just having something handed to them.
That's not at all the entire story. And I'm sure if A.D. Hanna and George Smith and Cecil Wallace Ritchfield and others were able to sit with you and talk to you, we didn't have any riots or those kinds of things.
No, sir.
But there was contention for it. You had to make a case for it. It wasn't the British didn't come to us and say, we want to give you all independence. That's not what happened. The Bahamas decided, some Bahamians in the leadership of the government decided this was what was going to happen and this was what they wanted to do, and they pushed for it.
Yes, sir.
Right? And so I think thank God we didn't have to fight for it like that, because thank God we didn't have to shed any blood or lose any lives. That's a great thing. I'm sure people who went through that would have wanted it otherwise.
Yeah, but now, Mr. Lang, I mean, if we had done it that way, Like you said, you were talking a bit earlier, and you were saying that okay, you know, we could make this decision and that decision, right? But we'll have to suffer the consequences of it, right? And mm-hmm. how you say, okay, you know, we give up this right because then we don't want food that. And I mean, it was like the independence wasn't a real independence because we forfeited certain things that we should have been doing that we're not really doing for us. Half a lie is still a lie. Half a truth is still a lie.
No, there's no lie. There's no lie at all. The independence.
What I'm saying, Mr. Lang, is that the independence, like you said, like we still gave up certain responsibilities. I mean, I understand.
No, we didn't. What did we do? What did we give up?
I mean, the highest court in the land is the Privy Council.
No, but we didn't give that up. It's a choice we made that we thought was wise for ourselves.
Yes, what I'm saying is that it's a choice, Mr. Lang. But when you think about it, like in a logical sense.
No, I'm thinking about it in a very logical sense.
Yeah, but
very logical.
The reason why the Privy Council was kept on was to maintain confidence in big business.
Yeah, but for whatever reason we decided it, we decided it.
Yes, sir, but what I'm saying, Mr. Lang, is that I'm not arguing that if we decided it or not. What I'm saying is that if from a logical point of view, Mr. Lang, when you're dealing with your highest court, when you're dealing with the law, when you're dealing with your highest court, the highest court in an independent nation should be, an independent sovereign nation should be within the borders of that sovereign nation.
There's who? No. I'm asking you. You say it should be. There's who? What law, rule, universal principle says it should be? Tell me, which one?
True independence and sovereignty, Mr. Lang.
No, but that's only your view. But you said should. Whenever you use should, you can't appeal only to your own mind. You got to appeal to something you and I both can subscribe to. So tell me what it is that makes it essential that your highest court be in your land. Tell me where that is.
Because what is the government? What does the government consist of, Mr. Lang?
What do you mean?
The judiciary, executive, and
Consists of the judiciary. And guess what? In your cabinet, you can have only Bahamians. In your parliament, only Bahamians. In your judiciary, you could have foreigners.
Yes, sir. But see, and that's what I'm saying. So the reason why I ask is because then the Privy Council will fall under like in that section of. But that's supposed to be, if it's a part of governance, it's supposed to be, you know, to make all ours. We're supposed to have the final say. You know
that you could desire that, but my friend, let me tell you something. We have to be honest in our lives about some things, right? Because I could honestly want, when my child suffers from a brain cancer, I could honestly want a Bahamian doctor. But guess what? Chances are that child will end up in the United States of America someplace getting treatment.
Yeah, I agree, Mr. Lang. I agree.
Why? Because you're doing what you think is best for you.
Yes, sir, I understand that. I understand that. I understand that, you know, that some feel as if it might be in our best interest, et cetera. The only point I'm making though is that, like, from a logical point of view, I mean, just look at someone, just look
yeah,
at
yeah, but see, whenever you, let me tell you the mistake you're making with me. Whenever you say logical, you're suggesting the other view is illogical.
Yeah, but
and you're not going to get somebody to agree with you on a point they think is logical when you are suggesting it's illogical if they think it's logical.
Mr. Lang, I mean, like I said, I mean, if you were to ask people, persons, you know, anywhere, I mean, of any kind of understanding, no matter what nation they're from, highest court.
But my name is Shivago Lang, and I come from the Bahamas, and you asking me, and I'm telling you that ain't necessary.
Yeah,
you're asking
me.
Selin and them didn't think it was necessary.
Yes, and you know what else? What I found interesting, Mr. Lang, that they didn't find necessary, is that like down to the school system, like the curriculum in the school. I heard stories that prior to independence and majority rule and stuff like that, like we used to have this more like an awareness of Africa and where we come from, and you could find expression of African art and culture, you know, among the locals here, right? Becoming Bahamians kind of like wipe that all away. But the point I wanted to make is that with the education system, it remained the same. I mean, they could have at least incorporated into the education system.
I mean, no problems. I think incorporating a richer sense of the history of the majority of the in the country would be a useful thing. I agree with you 100%.
The history taught from, because I mean, history is taught by the winners. So I mean, who knows, the perspective from which the history may have been taught may differ from the perspective that you as a people who, you know,
sure,
have a different perspective.
Sure. No question about that. That's a fact.
Certain people who may be displayed as being heroes or whatever, you know, you display them as being villains.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, you're absolutely correct.
All of these things, Mr. Lang, like I completely understand when you said that at the beginning when you're talking about how the changes that took place in terms of us representing ourselves internationally and internally in terms of this, we can choose to make this, you know, go with this person or go with that person or sign a treaty with that one. Like, we have all that freedom. I understand all of those changes that you said. And to me, that they're basically protocol because, like, those things are expected to happen. But otherwise, other than that, like from what the people themselves could see, because the people, this person signing the treaty, they, you know, that's beyond their vision. But, you know, to the local person, the only thing that really changed before, the day before and the day after independence is the flag. One flag went up, another flag went down. And that's basically, yeah, that's only because...
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I think you are dismissing the realities of the people that have experienced that, because you probably may have been born after independence. My mother does not feel like you. Nor my father felt like you. Yes, nor many of my older siblings, older people feel like you. Because many of them are proud as hell to have of having been a Bahamas, been in an independent Bahamas versus a non-independent one, because they knew what it was like in their hearts and in their minds.
Yes, sir. They had a different experience than us, Mr. Lang.
So then you have to correct your description to not discount their experience, though.
But Mr. Lang, their experience doesn't change the things that we just spoke about.
No, but it does change it. It does change it because you didn't live the life they lived.
What I'm saying is that no matter how they may or may not see it, right? It doesn't change. We just talked about this now, Mr.
My brother. Okay. Oh, no problem, man. No problem. I got to go. I got to run. We got another call on the line. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Always
appreciate your call.
Pleasure,
yeah, man.
Pleasure.
All right. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello. Go ahead, caller. No? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Taking place July 24 to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Ice Exchange. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation.
It's game time.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails... And that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Girl, I'm getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to .org
or call 322-1029.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to land
line up in the cemetery. Not. And I line up next to Cora. No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again, how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get all mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome, I'm your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Afternoon, Chicago. How are you today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Chicago, super.
You have to excuse some people because they didn't experience it, so they don't even know where we came from. And they weren't taught in school the reality of our history. Okay? Listen,
okay.
10 years at the time of independence, I was on the phone also. And I can remember quite clearly, it was a very, very, I mean, so many people was out there crying.
Mm-hmm.
I was only 10 years old at the time. But see, when the gentleman talk about us leaving and having our own court, he don't understand the system we're under. We are under the Westminster system. The Westminster system means that the Privy Council is the highest court in the Westminster system. Okay? We had a choice if we wanted to leave the Privy Council and go to another court. But the other court, the Caribbean court, won't benefit, okay? And a lot of people, you know, they got this hysteria now because this new generation came around and this new grouping came around. They're talking about boycotting independence. They don't realize this is the first time in our history in 50 years that we're really going to truly have a celebration for our independence, I mean, in a prestigious way, okay? And this is something that only comes around once in a lifetime, Chicago. How could you want to boycott something you had never experienced? Huh? You know, I think Bahamians have to be more, take more pride, those ones who want to get in politics, and stop spewing foolishness to the younger generation who doesn't know any better. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you haven't experienced something, you can't speak about something you haven't experienced. But at least try to educate them so they can know better. All right? Have a nice day, man.
Thank you very much. You know what is interesting?
Yes.
That if we lived in the Bahamas that wasn't independent, the people who we were dependent on, say Great Britain, could independence. But we could protest now because we're independent, and in that independent the Bahamas, we determine that you have a right to free assembly and so forth, so forth, and so forth, because we have a constitution that gives that right. If we were under other people, they could say, no, you ain't got that right. You ain't got that right. I passing a law. Do you all know that the Bahamas Parliament had a law that made slavery legal? That made it possible for a human being? That happened under a colonial government. So if people want to boycott, please, that's the beauty of living in an environment where choice is a part of the franchise of the independent country. So let them boycott, man. Would you think they can stop anything? Will the Bahamas be any less independent if they boycott? Will the Bahamas be anything? Will the Bahamas be better off if they boycott? You think y'all can stop enjoying your fried jack crab and rice crab and grits, fried plantain, boiled fish, stew fish, crack conch, guava duff? You're gonna not enjoy it and have a ball doing it, right? Because that's the country we live in. We live in an independent Bahamas where we determined that you can have the freedom to boycott. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, as they say. This text says, because you don't go to war for independence, is it less valuable? Some people may think so. I mean, there's no question that fight does create maybe some more somewhat emotional attachment to an issue, but you don't have to fight in order to have emotional attachment. You have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Nine.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm thinking about this independence and listening to the person who's saying that there's persons who there wants to, or say that they want to boycott.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people does is they measure America. Those places are 200 plus years. Places 400 plus years. In order for them to get to where they are. Don't you think at 50 years their struggle was hard too?
That's very, that's a beautiful question, because I wonder if many of them know what the United States was like at 50 years. Don't forget now, at 50 years of independence, but hundreds of years after independence, the United States still has slaves. Or decades after independence, the United States still has slaves.
Okay, so why is it that people try to measure the Bahamas as small, 50 year old so far, and they expect for us to measure up to these giants. And I think that's wrong, because I read somewhere where I think it was Singapore was saying today, and China and all of our other countries, they work towards it. They're growing. It's like a child growing up. When you grow, you have growing teens. We have growing teens. I love the fact that I born in 71, so I was a baby. And I enjoy being where I am today.
The interesting thing about life is, I find that it's hard to be grateful for something that you don't properly understand, right? And so I think some of it is there is not maybe altogether the understanding, and maybe our understanding is being colored by the experiences we have in today, because there are some people who have experiences in the Bahamas today that's not pleasant. They're unemployed, they're unemployable, they lack resources, they don't feel like the Bahamas has done and given them anything. And so they can't appreciate independence because it doesn't connect with their felt reality. So I understand that some people are living that life, right? But the fact is, we're independent. We don't have to.
And that should be good enough, because it's like you walk into a new relationship and you measuring that by the old. That's not fair. Where's that fair? You understand? We have to look at where we grow from. I hear people say things like, "Oh, it was good back in the UBP days. All these farmings we had, and all these things that we had that change over time." But you have to realize the country got bigger. The country got bigger and more people. Let's appreciate what we have, man.
And also, let's appreciate what we're celebrating. And again, see, if we get caught up in, 50 years and we still have this problem and we still have that problem, that's not what independence is about. Independence is, this is the question in independence. Would you rather have to ask somebody else to do stuff for yourself, or would you rather have to ask nobody to do something for yourself? If you don't think that is valuable, then don't celebrate. But if you think it is valuable to have to ask nobody to do what you want to do, then that's the celebration, period. That's all it is. It isn't about whether you have all the money you want, all the education you want. It's better to have to ask other people to do what you want, or to be able to do it yourself. If we miss that, I can understand the debate. Because if you don't understand what independence means, what it's about, then you can get caught up in all kinds of arguments. Oh, look at the family islands. Look at the way we deal with this, the way we deal with that. All of that is part of being a person, even an independent person. But that has nothing to do with independence, right? Even a fully independent country could mess up and make mistakes. Ask many countries in the world. They all made mistakes, all made bad decisions, all still have problems. That's not the question. You think the United States would prefer to be under British rule? That's why they celebrate big time their independence. They don't celebrate it because they're perfect. They don't celebrate it because everything is going right. They celebrate it because they don't have to ask anybody, including Great Britain, for what they want, and that's why they've been able to chart their own course and create the nation they created. Would they rather have to ask Great Britain to do all the things that they want to do? Is Canada perfect? Do they have problems? Of course they have problems. Independence isn't about whether you think the country is perfect and brilliant and whatever, because it will never be. And you will always have something to complain about. Always maybe have plenty to complain about. It is just, it is absolutely a lack of awareness that makes a person think that the presence of challenges and problems is a reason to discount and discourage from celebrating your independence. Because now, all that means to me is you don't understand what independence is. That's all that means to me. Right? Do you want to have to ask people to do what you want to do? This text says, I wonder if they realize that the big USA just passed Voting Rights Act in 1965. Absolutely. And ended slavery in 1800s. Right? Come on, man. This text says, so use the reason foolishness eyes like when you put them, eyes like when you put them. No, man, no. So you just have some callers, they just difficult. That. Okay. And so we just, you know, I'm not going to begrudge anyone who decides they celebrating, they're boycotting. That's on you. That's the beauty of living in a country of freedom. Carry on smartly. I just hope you don't come nowhere near my nobody. I'm trying to influence a buddy because I'm going to set it straight as best I can. I will set it straight as best I can because I just think that it is undebatable that we are an independent country. And I think that not very many people would debate whether they would prefer to be independent than to be dependent. I don't think so. Even the people who claim we are not independent are wanting independence because that's why they're complaining. They're saying you ain't independent enough. Well, independence is not debatable. You believe that independence is better than not being independent. And so if you think that independence is celebratable, then you'll celebrate it if you acknowledge that we are independent. If you don't think the Bahamas is independent, you will do more to make it so. If you think it should be, you'll do more. Don't sit around beating up your jaw. Do some things to make it independent. Independent from what? From who? In fact, you know, that's my good friend Laverne, listen to this. Those of you people, and not Laverne, don't think this, but those of you people who don't think the Bahamas is independent, let's put a movement together to make it independent from the people it's dependent on. Let's do that. How about we do that? So who are we going to make it independent from? Who? United States? Great Britain? And how are we going to achieve that? Somebody tell me. How are we going to achieve that? We're going to free the Bahamas from the United States. Let's see how that works out. That'd be an interesting exercise indeed. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we ain't there yet. We're not there in terms of Independence Day. We're not there yet in terms of our day to celebrate. But as we lead up to it, we're going to have some more discussions about it and talk about maybe what next for us. And so, you know, have these discussions with your family and your friends too, you know, not just on the radio. Because maybe we can get, especially across generations, parents, grandparents, some of you know, older folk. You all need to have some conversations with these young people, man. Especially these millennials. You know, you don't blame people if they don't share your sentiments about something because they weren't shared the same information you had. Don't blame them. Okay, all of us need education. All of us need information. All of us need enlightenment. So let's get the information for the kids, the folks, and maybe they'll appreciate what this would be appreciate. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivaga Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God bless you. All have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. God's bless.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.